Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Nearly 2 years after Boston School Superintendent Carol Johnson announced her retirement, the city's school committee will finally choose a new superintendent this week.
Committee members interviewed the four finalists last week and will vote tomorrow night on who will be the next leader of the city's public schools. WBUR's Dolores Handy has been covering this for us, and she joins us now. Hi, Dolores.
Hi, Anthony.
So let's talk about who these candidates are, but before we do that, outline some of the key challenges that this next superintendent is going to be facing.
There is a lot at stake with this decision. There's a need to eliminate that achievement gap. Nearly everyone expresses concern about the poor academic performance of Black and Latino students in Boston public schools. They expressed a need to have someone who has experience in dealing with English language learners, someone who can retain and attract teachers of color. Noted by some who attended community forums, while 81% of the students are of color, 21% of all teachers are Black, 10% are Latino, 6% Asian, 62% are white. Hmm. They feel that the makeup of the student body has substantially changed in the past 40 years, but the teaching population does not reflect the student population.
So some big challenges there. So let's talk about the four candidates. They're all men, one African-American, one Asian, two Latinos. So tell us first about Dana Bedden. He's a superintendent of public schools in Richmond, Virginia.
Of the four finalists, Bedden is the only one who is currently a sitting superintendent. He's heading schools, as you say, in Richmond. He's also the one with the most extensive experience as an administrator. He's only been in Richmond since January of last year, and for him, that was a concern when he thought about applying for the job here. Here's what he told me.
Not because not wanting the job in Boston. It was, you just got here, and what does this mean for Richmond? And that hard decision about that. The easy choice is I would love to be the superintendent of Boston. But the hard choice is the timing with regards to Richmond Public Schools with the tug of war.
All right, tug of war there. But Dolores, what kind of reputation does Dana Bedden have in Richmond?
A great reputation there. Virginia's governor, the state secretary of education, the mayor held a meeting with him the night before he came up here for his interview, urging him to stay. Parents in Richmond have launched an online petition aimed at keeping him. They like his leadership style. They say he's forceful, but he's transparent. They see him as someone who listens when they're talking about their problems, assesses the situation, and then takes definitive action. Hmm. And they also talk about his openness. The school system's check registry has been put online. People can actually check to see how the money is being spent.
Okay, so that's Dana Bedden. Let's move on and talk about Tommy Chang. He's a local instructional superintendent in Los Angeles. Tell us about Chang.
Chang is 39 years old. Like Bedden, he touts a record of increasing graduation rates, getting more students going to college. He's in charge of special districts in Los Angeles. That's a huge school district, the largest in the country. But he oversees a district made up of 132 struggling, underperforming schools with over 115,000 students. Chang says that over the past 2.5 years, graduation rates in the schools he oversees have increased 15% up to 70%. He says attendance is up, and more important to him, suspensions are down. When you kick a kid out of the classroom, you really push them back. He comes at it with a personal focus on special education and English language learners. He came to the U.S. from Taiwan when he was just 6 years old, and here's what he told me.
As an English learner, I went through a difficult time transitioning to this country because I did not know the language. In terms of students with disabilities, I have seen too often students segregated in school settings because of their disabilities, and it is a travesty. The inclusive environment was not only better for students with disabilities, but for all students on the campus.
So, Dolores, a lot of focus there on students with disability, and it sounds like he wants to make early education a priority.
Indeed, he does. He says he wants to tweak Boston's emphasis on early education to ensure focus on early literacy. This, he said, would help with the issue of students coming into first grade, doing well, and then starting to fall behind by third grade.
All right. Well, let's move on to Pedro Martinez, and we're not talking about the great former Red Sox pitcher. This Martinez is a former superintendent who began working last month for the state of Nevada. So tell us about Pedro Martinez.
He is the only one of the finalists who has never worked as a teacher or as a principal. He comes from an accounting background. He has an interesting personal narrative. Born in Mexico, he moved to Chicago with his family when he was 5 years old. He's the oldest of 12 kids. He served as the chief financial officer for Chicago Public Schools when Arne Duncan headed the school system there. Duncan is now, of course, the U.S. Secretary of Education in the Obama administration. But Martinez is a numbers man. He talks about performance metrics. One of his goals for Boston would be to increase high school graduation rates, which currently is around 67%. He'd like to see it at 85% by the year 2020.
I believe in empowering school buildings, but with that empowerment, very clear performance metrics, very clear goals. So we should be at nothing lower than 85% graduation rate by the class of 2020. That should be our floor. We have to look at that and back map that all the way down to kindergarten into preschool, because graduation doesn't start in high school.
And his vision for Boston, more children graduating, more families who live in Boston choosing Boston Public Schools.
Finally, Dolores, let's talk about Guadalupe Guerrero. He's a deputy superintendent of instruction, innovation, and social justice in San Francisco. And Dolores, Guerrero is the only one of the four candidates with direct ties to Boston, right?
That's right. He was a teacher and principal in Boston from 1997 to 2008. The final 6 years at the Dever Elementary School in Dorchester. It is one of two Boston public schools, as most people know, placed in receivership and taken over by the state just last year. He talked about technology when I talked with him, about getting computers in the classroom, being a necessity now, making sure that all schools have broadband and teachers have laptop carts or tablets available.
At a minimum, the professionals in your school system should have the hardware that they need to do their job. If you're a PE teacher, you got a rugged tablet out on the field so you can take your attendance and take your notes. If you're, you know, a history teacher, you have sort of access to all the curriculum that makes history come alive.
Dolores, I'm just curious, listening to Guadalupe Guerrero there, is there one or two or even three things that tie these four candidates together that they all have in common? What do you think?
They all talk about the problem of access to equity. Kids who don't go to the exam schools don't necessarily get an opportunity at certain things that will put them on a path to a viable college education.
Now, Dolores, Mayor Walsh has sat down with each of these candidates one-on-one. Any sense of what he's looking for in the next superintendent?
Well, he's made it clear, even talked about it in his State of the City address. He wants the next superintendent of schools to be a proven leader in urban education who shares a commitment to, he says, to eliminating the achievement gap. Universal early education, inclusion programs, dual language programs. He wants a new approach to school instruction and high-quality career and technical training. That, of course, is an issue here in Boston. And he called the selection of the superintendent of schools of Boston as our community's most important decision of his administration.
All right. We'll find out who that person is when the Boston School Committee makes its selection tomorrow night. WBUR's Dolores Handy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Anthony.